new in at Sundance Books and Music. We have three books I want to talk about. The first is Somebody with a Little Hammer, Essays. It's a collection by Mary Gateskill. And she is one of the most singular presences in American fiction today. And in this collection, we have a series of literary essays looking at the social, cultural, and personal life, and where she's writing about a variety of topics, including date rape, political adultery, and also on writers like John Updike, Gillian Flynn. And she handles her subjects as deftly as she does her work of fictions, and moves beyond the surface to locate the deep currents of longing, ambition, perversity, and loneliness in the United States, consciousness and unconsciousness. So that's Somebody with a Little Hammer. We've got Diana Athill's latest piece of work. She is a memoirist as well as one of the most important editors, certainly in the world of books and British book publishing world. And this is called A Florence Diary. And in 1947, Diana Athill, with a friend, traveled to Florence by the Great Arrow train. And she and her cousin, Penn, and at the time, this was actually rather remarkable and unconventional for two single women to travel alone. And in this diary, we get to read about her observations and adventures of befriending hopeful men, admiring the art and architecture, sampling the delicious pastries, and eking out their budget and getting into a few scrapes. So for the fans of Diana Athill, her Florence Diary is out. And we're going to wrap it up with the latest by Neil deGrasse Tyson, Astrophysics for People in a Hurry. While you wait for your morning coffee to brew, or for the bus or a train or a plane to arrive, in this collection, you will have revealed before you just what you need to be fluent and ready for the next cosmic headlines, from the Big Bang to black holes, from quarks to quantum mechanics, and for the search of planets and life out there in the universe. So that's the latest by Neil deGrasse Tyson, Astrophysics for People in a Hurry. And that's what we have here new in at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.